From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will withdraw from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement on his first day in office. In a video posted on YouTube Monday, Trump said the TTP is a potential disaster for the United States. He said he would instead negotiate what he called fair bilateral trade deals.
Creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for.
Trump also had lunch with editors and reporters from the New York Times, whose articles he has often criticized. He repudiated the white supremacist or alt-right movement that has expressed some support for him. On another topic, Trump indicated that he is not inclined to pursue investigations of Democrat Hillary Clinton's improper use of a private email server while Secretary of State. South Korean prosecutors investigating the presidential scandal in South Korea staged raids Wednesday on the Samsung company and the National Pension Service. They were looking into alleged links between those firms and Cho Soon-sil, the President Park Geun-hye's friend and aide who has been indicted in an influence-peddling scandal. The Colombian government and the country's largest rebel group, the FARC, are set to sign a renegotiated peace agreement Thursday. The revised document will be signed in Bogota. An Iranian official says more than 1,000 of his country's soldiers have been killed in Syria since Iran decided to back the government of President Bashar al-Assad in the civil war. Iran has been fighting in Syria since early in the conflict, but the number of Iranian soldiers killed has risen sharply in the last 4 months. This is VOA News. European Parliament members on Tuesday voted to adopt a resolution to move toward a European defense union. Irma Speight is with the Alliance of Liberals and Democrats for Europe.
Almost 75% of all NATO costs are covered by the United States, and only around 25% from European countries. So it's clear that it is not fair and it is also not sustainable. So that anyway, Europe must do much more for our own defense and security.
Parliament members suggest that member states devote 2% of their GDP to defense. The vote paves the way for closer EU defense cooperation, including the establishment of multinational forces and a European Union defense headquarters to coordinate operations. In Turkey, the government has withdrawn a proposed tax that would give amnesty to those convicted of having sex with a girl under the age of 18 if they marry the victim. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the withdrawal just hours before Parliament was set to vote the legislation into law. In the face of widespread condemnation, Yildirim said the legislation would now be reconsidered. He said these issues will be discussed by a parliamentary commission. He said if a proposal comes from the opposition, it will be developed. All the Turkish opposition parties oppose the measure, but with the ruling AKP party having a large majority in parliament, it would easily have passed. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Turkish government fired about 15,000 employees from the military, police, and civil service Tuesday. It's part of an investigation into the recent coup attempt. The government closed more than 500 institutions, including 9 news outlets and 19 health establishments. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed to bring justice and punish those involved in the failed coup. He has accused U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen of masterminding the attempt to overturn the government. He has repeatedly denied any involvement. Afghanistan's new electoral commissioners were sworn in Tuesday. That paves the way for a long-delayed parliamentary and district council elections in Afghanistan. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has had his life sentence overturned by Egypt's top appeals court. The court Tuesday threw out the second of 2 life sentences handed to the ousted president following an espionage conviction in a case involving the Palestinian group Hamas. A death sentence against Morsi was overturned by the same court last week. Taking a brief look at markets, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.